Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Christy, and you're listening to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast,
where we help you become a family who lives, loves, and leads well. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We are excited to introduce to you today a new project that we're working on called 22-6 Parenting.
This has been like a long time in the making. So this is, we are pumped.
Before we get into it, 226parenting.com. It'll be 226parenting.com. And if you go there and sign up, today, May 3rd, is the release of a new video series that we're launching prior to 22-6, and that video series is called The 3 Most Important Lessons We Can Teach Our Children.
And I want to know them.
Yeah.
I really do. I wasn't there for them, so you did those. I want to know what they are.
Yeah, well, and this originated by us looking back at our lives, and if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time or just understanding, our heart is really to raise a generation of kids who love God and love others. And to be very intentional about that. And so we're going to talk about what 22-6 parenting is all about. Prior to that, though, we're launching this free video series. So go to 226parenting.com and sign up for the video series. It releases today. The first of 3 videos releases today. And they're on the 3 most important lessons we can teach our kids. And the reason that the way that we kind of started this was looking back at our 90-year-old self.
Yes. So asking ourselves, because, I mean, we all know if we're raising kids, it's hard. It's exhausting. We're trying to get through the days. We feel like we're messing up a lot. And there's a lot of guilt. And we wonder, like, am I missing it? Am I missing the whole point, really, right? Like, in the midst of grocery trips and soccer practice and running kids from school and work schedules.
Studying the ingredients in their vitamins.
Yes. Essential oils. I mean, all these things that they feel big, because they're so temporary. They're urgent, I guess, maybe. That we wondered, are we missing the big stuff? What would our 90-year-old self say to us about raising kids? What were the things that really mattered?
And that's where we started there and worked backward to look at, here are the 3 most important lessons we can teach our kids, and here's how we teach them, and here's what they look like. So go ahead and sign up on that today, and the first video releases today. 22-6 Parenting is a brand new parent portal where it is an opportunity to walk together in community, really build around 3 aspects. Community is really my favorite one about this, because mm-hmm. Moses describes in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and a lot of Proverbs 22:6 is taken, we're taken from Proverbs 22:6. It says, train a child or start a youth out on his way, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Some translations say, train a child, teach a child in the way they should go. We begin with that verse, but then what we do is we also circle back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and look at where Moses is describing in somewhat of a farewell speech. He's saying, hear, O Israel, here's how we instill the love of God and the commands of God on the hearts of our children. And he gives us 4 key times of the day to do that. But he's talking to Israel. He's talking to the entire church. And he's saying, guys, you weren't meant to do this alone. Mm-hmm. And that's the cool part about 22-6, is that it is a community of parents walking alongside each other, encouraging each other as we go throughout this parenting journey. And so the first part of it is community.
Well, and I think what's great about community is that so many of us feel alone. We're stuck at home in our 4 walls trying to raise these little humans who test our patience most of the time. And I think just that realization that we were never meant to do this that way. Like, we were never meant to feel so alone. Mm. And I think when we are alone, we feel defeated. I think we lose hope. I think a lot of times, like, our thoughts start to take over, like those anxious, even depressive, like those, just these worried thoughts, because there's actually nobody else there to really absorb from, I think, you know, bounce things off of besides the small people that are testing your patience. And we need that. We need that so much. And I know for me, community and just being able to walk alongside other moms especially has been huge. And and for 22-6 parenting, that was part of our thing. We just knew that parents, you could be deployed. You could be living on the other side of the world and maybe really truly alone, but you're not, and you don't have to be. And that's why we created 22-6 parenting.
Yeah. And the heart behind this, and in partnership with Lifeway Christian Stores, that's really where this really originated from, was really Dr. Rayner, who's the president and CEO of Lifeway, his heart and desire to reach today's family, and just saying, hey, how can we do that well? And so it really started with Lifeway Christian Stores saying, we want to hold an event. How do we teach our kids the Bible, and what does that look like? And then moving into a place where we say, hey, listen, how can we journey together? Because this is a journey. There are not five ways to get kids to go on the way. We can give you five ways, but this is a journey. This is a journey where we're walking together through this. And so what we're going to do, you have the community, and then we also have the content part of this. And it's built around three C's: the community, the content, and the coaching. The content is that each month, what we've put together are morning prayers. We're using the four key times of the day. So there's morning prayers. There are that you can pray for your kids, and then also you can have your kids be praying. And by the way, we're also developing the content in such a way that there's two different versions. There's a version for preschoolers, and then there's a version for older kids as well, as they get out of those preschool years. And so,
can I just interrupt though?
Yeah.
As the mom who is just short on time, who feels like I'm not getting things right and I'm not being intentional enough, this is what I need, because I to even have the energy or the creativity to come up with, does that sound silly? But it's kind of true. Like, what do I pray for my kids today? Besides, like, Lord, you know, like we keep almost repeating these same like rote prayers, and it's not out of a desire to pray these great prayers over our kids, because we know those prayers will never die. We know those prayers will carry on with them. That's what I love about 22-6 is it's literally putting the tools in your hands, mom and dad. We just give you, we do the work of coming up with these and studying scripture. And then I can pick out of this and say, like, that is the prayer I want to pray over my daughter today. And that's the prayer I want to pray over my son today.
And that's not crazy at all, because we live busy lives, as you're talking, and it's hard to be creative.
Yeah.
It's hard to come back to that. And so our heart is to say, hey, we're going to create content that's going to give you, it's going to give you 15 morning prayers in the morning. You also get 5 drive time games, because Moses is talking about when you walk along the way, teach these things to your kids when you walk along the way. Mm-hmm. So there's drive time games where you can turn off the screens and play games with your kids, interact with your kids. Dinner time stories. So the whole idea that we're talking to our kids about, and this isn't just biblically based, this is also research based. So we're given the dinner time stories where we tell stories to our kids about our own faith journey, maybe obstacles that we have to face that week and how we're going to overcome them, or how we did overcome them if it's past tense, you know. And so there's 15 dinner time story prompts that we give each month as well. And then also 15 bedtime questions that we can be asking our kids as we tuck them into bed at night. And also recommended resources, and each week a Bible story and a memory verse that you're able to walk your kids through. But again, that content's all there, but as Christy said, you pick and choose. It's for you to kind of put it into a bowl, stir it up, take what you works for your kids, works for your family, and fit it to your flavor.
Exactly.
As you're making it.
And we all know, like, our kids learn differently. They're at different stages and developmental levels. And it's just so great to have something like, we talk about this, but like, you mom and dad, you were chosen for that child. Nobody else was. You were chosen. You know those kids. And we just want to help take the burden off. Like, let's just get rid of guilt. Let's get rid of shame or the worry that I don't have what it takes or I don't know. A lot of us didn't grow up in Christian homes. So, like, we don't even know what discipling our kids, like, what does that even look like? So we just want to put the tools in your hands and then you, mom, dad, you go run with it. And you have fun. And what I love too, and you're probably going to get to this, but I'm just going to jump there. Each month is around a different theme.
Yeah. So,
these aren't like 15 random questions and 15 random prayers. Every month has this overarching theme that we're talking about.
And that's the coaching part. That's where we're going to provide videos on coaching. And so for the month of June, as it launches June 1st. So
excited.
Make sure you sign up and get your email, because the videos will come and then there will be a period of time. It's going to be a limited period of time that the cart is open to join on this journey. It's not like you can wait till July and go, oh, I want to join now. You've got to sign up.
Well, because we want to create this community, right?
Community.
So we want to get everyone in who's in on this bus, and we're doing this together. And so we get to ride this together, and you'll get to know other families and people that are in your same season of life, to really like just spur each other on
and share ideas and ask questions. And Christy and I are going to be doing, we're going to have our own private Facebook community, our own private group where you can ask questions. Christy and I will be doing Facebook lives where we're interacting with you and doing Q&A. But the cart is only open between May 15 and it closes May 25th. So you want to make sure that within those 10 days by May 25th, between May 15th and May 25th, that you sign up. And it is $9.97 a month. That is 33 cents a day is the price of 22-6 parenting. And the reason we're doing this is more than a book, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. Like you can read parenting books, but a lot of us don't have time to read parenting books. And so what we're doing is saying, hey, let's just give the content that we know is practical, and it's putting us with our children.
Yeah.
It's helping us be intentional. It's helping us engage them. It's helping us really, as Moses said, help them, show them the way, lead them on the way that they should go.
Well, isn't that so true though? I mean, I feel like we have to like carve out time to go read a parenting book or something like that, where it's like, I need to get away from you guys so I can figure out what to do with you. And we know the time, it flies by. Sometimes I also know the days like drag on, but the years are going by real fast. And that was our whole point with 22-6 parenting, is we don't want to miss it. We know that 94% of those that come to know Jesus do so before they turn 18. And we know that that's our window. I mean, not to like put more pressure on ourselves, but just to know the importance of that. The things that we instill in them in these early years, they matter so much. And I just don't want to miss it. And so we want to do this together, a community of parents who are working on this together in those small moments of the day, not adding a thing to our day because we have enough, but just putting in the good stuff, the stuff that sticks, that matters.
And those, each month's content, as Christy was talking about, is themed. And so the way we have it set up for the first half of this year is June will focus in on setting family values and really establishing for your family the values that you choose to live by and the values that you want to live by as a family. And then as we move into July through October, we're going to walk through what it looks like, just because Proverbs 22:6, if you look at it hermeneutically, you can pull out various things, and we have a success path. We have a journey that's really important for each one of these, and I'll get into that in a second. But when you look at Proverbs 22:6 as a whole, it's not a promise, it's a proverb. So there's no promise there to say, hey, if you raise your kids in a certain way, they're going to turn out a certain way.
Right.
But generally speaking, what it's alluding to is saying this: if you raise your kids in such an environment that you lead them, and I'll get to the different words here in a minute of what that looks like, because the word starting a youth or training a youth or teaching a youth links to Ephesians 6:4, where it says, don't anger your kids, but raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. The word nurture is really about counseling. It really comes into leading in grace and following up in truth, setting limits, but doing so in such a way that you're leading in grace. And so Proverbs 22:6 is about the environment that you're raising your kids in. that's what it's about. Mm. And we want to raise our kids in an environment that shows them the way, mm. that the love of Jesus. And so each theme, but we run into problems, right? And so we're basing the first month's themes based upon a lot of the questions we get from parents. Anxiety, for instance. July, we're looking at fear not. The Bible says to fear not. And so we're looking at what it is to instill confidence in our kids, confidence in God, so that they can trust Him and not live in fear. So the coaching video for the month of July is going to focus on how to help our kids who are fearful, who are struggling with living in fear.
We have a couple of those.
Yeah, one anyway. And then in August, the next month, we're looking at do not be discouraged. And we're looking at discouragement. And the word discourage literally means to deprive of courage. Hmm. So what we're looking at is inspiring courage in our kids and raising courageous kids. Because August is when they're getting ready to get back to school and they're going to have new teachers and yes. meeting new friends and yeah. starting new activities. And so we really want to hone in on courage. September deals with anger, controlling anger. Mm. You know, the Bible says to not, it says it's okay to be angry, but it says do not sin in your anger. And so how can we control behavior? And so the coaching video that month will focus on discipline and how do we set boundaries and as it relates to their negative emotions. And then October, we're covering rejection. Because, you know, you're into those school years and one of the biggest questions we get is, you know, my kids are being picked on or bullied or that kind of thing. You know, how do we, you know, it's feeling accepted. How do we show our kids acceptance, mm-hmm. that they're accepted by Jesus, that he even knows the number of hairs on their head, that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. And so the discipleship journey in 22:6 is just that. It's a journey where we cover topics. November is going to cover gratitude. Why? Because it's Thanksgiving, but also because getting rid of negative emotions isn't about just pretending they're not there. It's replacing them with a different emotion. And that's why Jesus says pretty much everywhere throughout Scripture to begin prayer with Thanksgiving, because we replace fear, we replace discouragement with looking at our lives and the circumstances and going, God, thank you. You know, our kids this morning were actually watching Mr. Rogers, which I love. They went back to Mr. Rogers this morning. And he was talking about thankfulness. And you know, I'm getting the kids ready for school and Kennedy comes on over to me and she looks at me and she says, Daddy, I'm thankful for school.
Oh, and, she did. Yeah.
And so they're you know, they're understanding thankfulness. And then Landon did the same thing and he told me something he was thankful for. And so, but that whole idea that this is a journey and we want to walk with parents through that journey as we go through 22:6 together.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what's so neat is that this is such a cool combination of biblical truth that we're trying to, you know, instill in our kids, but it's also based on the child development research, which I'll be quite honest, I don't care to know. I don't have time to know, but I love that you know it and you can distill it down to the real practical. Like I don't need to know the studies or even read the books. Like I just need to know, how does that apply to me and my kids today?
And that's where the success path comes in. The whole idea of making this baby steps, that each month's content is really around, there's five really core paths, if you will, to leading our kid on the way that they should go. And the first one is the way of the parent. You know, it's that word train or teach in Proverbs 22:6. It's really about the way of the teacher or the way of the parent. How is our journey? How are we doing on our journey? You know, we can't give from emotional and spiritual poverty.
Exactly.
We ourselves are... Our kids become who we are. And so we've got to be living that. And so it really begins with the way of the parent. And then raising our children on the way also is the way of the child, because the verse talks about the way that he should go. It doesn't say the way we want them to go. But in our culture today, we're so anxious as parents that we want our kids to turn out a certain way that we tend to put our own parental agendas on. But that verse very clearly says, put them in, to raise your kids in an environment that helps them become who they are, their personalities, their passions, and helping them find their purpose.
Well, and I love that because it's truly like, it's like you're giving it like the intentionality of calling out in them what's already in there. We're just helping them mine for it. You know, yeah, and because I think on our own, it'd be too easy. Those parental agendas, they're just there. We have the stuff that we've wrestled with in our past. We have the stuff that we maybe didn't do so great at, or places we were scarred. And all we want to do is prevent that for them, or we want to push them in this way. Right. You know, and really, I love this as the foundation of bringing it back to who that child is. And who he was made to be.
Yeah.
And calling that out in him.
And then that, so you have the way of the child, the way of the parent, and then the third one is the way of the father, the way of the heavenly father. That raising them in the way they should go. Because the interpretation of that verse really hones in on, let's lead our children. I love Eugene Peterson's version of Ephesians 6:4 because that word train, and they link over to the nurture and admonition. But Eugene Peterson's paraphrasing the Message version. He says, do not come down hard on your kids, but take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the master. And that's the heart behind the way of the Heavenly Father and leading them in the way of the Heavenly Father. That's really where the discipleship piece comes into play. And then the fourth one, we can be love and grace, but there's got to be discipline. We stay disciplined on the route. So the fourth one, you have the way of the parent, the way of the child, the way of the Heavenly Father, and then staying disciplined, being disciplined on the route that we're on. And again, this goes back to us as parents. This is why it constantly links to the way of the parent, because I love what Mr. Rogers, speaking of Mr. Rogers, what he has said is he thinks of discipline is the continual everyday process of teaching self-discipline. And so even for us, what we're doing is we have to stay disciplined because our kids are watching us. So whether it's discipline of not hitting, living those biblical values that we're going to start with in June, so we're constantly go back to those values as we discipline our kids, and teaching biblical truths. If I don't want Landon to hit Kennedy, I'm going to come back to Philippians 2:3, treat others better than yourself. If I want him to unload the dishwasher and he's like, no, Daddy, I'm not really feeling it, I'll say, buddy, what would the ant do? You know, Proverbs 6:6, and he'll say, the ant's a sluggard. Go to the, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider his ways and be wise. Like, I don't want to be a sluggard. I want to be an ant. And that's the journey we're on together as parents here, is saying, hey, how can we connect scripture with our kids and their discipline? And do this in a way that is freeing for each of us, which is number five of the success path, which is stop and play. When we're on a journey, when we're going on a trip, those rest stops are there for a reason. And
amen.
If we do not have positivity and fun in our homes, our kids will eventually depart because we're drawn to fun. We're drawn to rest. We need rest. The Sabbath was made for us. Rest, our bodies are created for it. But this is the cool part about rest, is that when God rested in Genesis as he's creating the world, he looks and he stops and he goes, this is good. What I'm doing is really good. And God is celebrating the work that he's done. And so the whole idea of stopping and playing along this journey is going, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate what God's doing as our family. We're going to celebrate each other. We're going to celebrate who we are, who God is helping us become as more loving individuals.
Exactly. And just making our home and our family reflect that. Yeah. Right? Like just keying in on those things and just making an environment in our home that's just delightful. Because that's what I want to live. I hope that's where you want to live.
Yeah.
When I'm delightful. But, you know, and I think about it, like think about how much money we pay for our kids' toys and books and gadgets and iPads and stuff where it's like we think we're, you know, just to entertain them for a little bit or to give them a bit of an advantage. But I love this, Josh. I know you say this when you go and speak on screens and that kind of thing, but there is absolutely nothing on this planet that will give you, your kids, the advantage that you, the parent, can give them in eye-to-eye, face-to-face contact. And that is all we want to do, is put the gas in your tank so you can sit in front of those kids and you've got something to say. And you've got something to say that sticks and that's probably going to leave an impact for a lifetime. But we know we're just tired as parents. So we just want to put that in your hands and not, you know, something to just build you up and allows you to build on that foundation. And every month we continue to build on the foundation that we've set from the beginning. And I am just so excited because I feel like this is literally going to give gas in parents' tanks to just to do what I think is in them, is in all of us to do. We've just felt exhausted and maybe ill-equipped, and we just don't know where to start. So let 22-6 Parenting, let it help you.
We're excited to be on that journey with you. So we are excited about the community that it's going to be. And so make sure you sign up. Go to 226parenting.com. That's 226parenting.com. And sign up, because the free video series on the three most important lessons you can teach your kids is coming out. And then from there, we're going to launch on June 1st. Actually, the very first video will be delivered in your inbox if you sign up on May 26th, the first coaching video on values. And then June 1st, the content comes, and we are diving in, and we're just going to walk alongside each other and just really raise kids well. And that's what I'm super excited about, is to get to know each of you as we journey together on raising kids who love God and love others.
So join us. We really want you to be a part of it.
Sign up today, 226parenting.com.
For more information and resources, or to connect with us, go to drjoshandchristy.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Josh and Christy.
And be sure to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast. Write a review. The more positive reviews we get, the more people learn about it. Tell a friend, and be sure to send us ideas, thoughts, and questions you may also want us to cover on the podcast.
It's an honor walking alongside you.
We'll see you next week.